I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and here are some of the stories that our newsroom is following today. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon today voted the student transfer bill. That's vetoed. He vetoed the student transfer bill, citing issues with a provision that expands access to virtual schools. He's scheduled to make an announcement on action on the legislation later today. The bill deals with the state's student transfer law, which allows students to transfer out of failing districts in search of a better education elsewhere. Struggling schools must pay tuition for students who choose to transfer. A St. Louis Aldermanic committee today approved a request from the city to borrow $20 million in order to buy property in North City. The homes and businesses that the city wants lie within the footprint of a site for the National Geospatial Agency, which will be moving in the next few years. And it appears that the effort to increase the minimum wage in the city of St. Louis to $15 an hour is dead for now. The head of an aldermanic committee considering the bill has canceled all hearings on the issue, saying there isn't enough time to deal with it before the deadline hits. And you can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. Coming up a little later, A.J. Balkelman of Promo and Tony Rothert of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri will join us to react to today's historic Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. But first, artist John Salazzo's paintings look like photographs, and his St. Louis Icon series is on display through July 18th at Third Degree Glass Factory. John Salazzo, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. If anything describes realism in painting, your St. Louis Icon series certainly does.
Well, thanks. It's something I've worked on for a very long time. I was a commercial artist in Boston for about 20 years. Won a platinum album for a rock group called Boston.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've done some work for the Stones and for Molly Hatchet and some of the other larger bands, but also countless magazine and, you know, TV, you know, backgrounds and whatnot. But in 1994, I kind of moved into the corporate world, and I'm there still.
You mean a desk job?
Yeah, in marketing, believe it or not. Yeah. I was able to sell my business, which was nice.
Isn't that hard for an artist, though?
Well, I'm extremely lucky. I've always worked for very creative companies. The company I work for now, Craftsman Industries, is cutting edge. They make the Wiener – we've made four of the Wienermobiles. We deal with all major brands. it's in St. Charles. We're number one in the country. So it makes it – you know, it fills that void for sure. But I do this on the side.
Was all your art always realism?
Yes, it was. Largely because there was no computers back then with 3D, you know, 3D packages. So I would get a call from, you know, a company like Digital Equipment Corporation, was no longer around, and they would want to see what something looked like. So we would do a prototype, and I would make it look real. And believe me, I had a lot of eyes looking at it, but it had to look darn real. And That's where I started.
You know, the first time I saw your work was last year when it was on display at the Clayton Fine Arts Gallery.
Right.
And the first thing I saw, I thought, that's a photograph.
Right.
Now, some look more real than others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all look real, but some look more real than others. And it's just sort of amazing to me. What's the thought behind that? Why paint something that looks like a photograph?
Well, first of all, it's my style. It's how I see things. I also am a very direct, you know, type of person. I think that the images, and particularly these, the people who are looking at them, it should evoke some kind of emotion, that they should know what it is. I don't want them guessing. The Moonrise one has kind of ethereal clouds in it. So I do take and have some fun with them.
Well, let's talk about the Icon series. That's what you call it, and that's exactly what it is. They are places. Signs, businesses, things like that, of iconic places in St. Louis. In fact, there's only one that I have not seen.
That should be that should hit the mark then.
And how many do you have now?
There's 12.
But this has been an ongoing project. You've been doing it a couple of years, but you're not done.
No, I gave myself a 10-year project. I'm not originally from here, my wife Charlotte, She grew up in Clayton, and when we moved from England, we moved back
home. Yeah, you're originally from New Jersey, I think.
Lived in Boston and in England.
Yeah, tell that story because I think people from here will appreciate it. You're living in England with your wife who's from Clayton.
Yeah, and when it was time to leave England, I thought we were going to move back to Boston where I had roots and business contacts, and she wanted to move back to St. Louis so our two children, Elizabeth and Caroline, could grow up.
John, I went to grade school in New Jersey, so I know what these East Coasters think about the Midwest. I know it.
I know all about the flyby states, you know, flyover states. Being in marketing and working internationally, I kind of also get the idea. I worked in New York City for quite a while, too.
So, I mean, what did you think? You thought, I'm not moving to Missouri.
Well, I got one with my wife. We're married almost 35 years. So, yeah, she followed me all over the place.
So has it grown on you?
St. Louis, absolutely.
That's how this started. You wouldn't have done this Icon No. series if you didn't love it here.
Exactly. And I wanted to leave something, you know, that was tactile and for people to enjoy more than, you know, more than just flower pictures or something like that. And I'm interested in what the common person does, you know, what they're looking at and who they really want to recommend. You know, like, hey, I go to the Goody Goody Diner. I go to the Courtesy Diner. You know, I remember going to the Tropicana for my first date. Those are all stories people told me. I didn't grow up here. Mm-hmm. So I listen to what they're saying and I check them out. And the Goody Goody is an interesting one. The owner of the Goody Goody called me up and said, would you consider painting, you know, the Goody Goody Diner? I said, I never heard of it. And he got a little ticked off at me.
He knew what you were doing, though, right?
Yeah, he had seen some of my work.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, well, I'll tell you what, let me go down and look at it and see if it's what I want to do. And it turned out it's what I wanted to do. And it's part of the series.
And how did you choose them? How do you know when you would go to the Goody Goody or the Amoco sign or Blueberry Hill? How'd you know, yeah, this is it?
That's where the artistic thing comes in. It has to be visually interesting. It has to be something that's currently here. Along with, I'm going to be doing some portraiture. I'm going to do Joe Edwards at the Peacock. What he's done with the Del Mar Loop is amazing. Mm-hmm. And many of the focus right now has been on the Del Mar Loop. But I'm also going to be doing Forest Park and Union Station and things that everyday people visit, not tourists.
Now, the scale of your work, some of them are quite large.
Yeah, one of them 6 foot by 4 foot. The one I plan on doing for Forest Park is probably going to be 4 foot by 4 foot. They're about as big as I can get into my little studio. The size doesn't really matter. The sandwich shop, the White Knight Diner, I guess it's officially called, that's 18 by 24, but that took over 100 hours to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you work from photographs?
I do. I use references. I'd have to. But for instance, the Ted Drews, there's probably 15 photographs that are used combining. The Courtesy used another 10, you know. So it's not just snap a picture and off you go.
Let me ask you about a couple of them, and
sure.
I love them, by the way. And like I said, of all the ones that you've done so far, there was only one I can't believe I've never seen. And that's the Airway Center, right?
Yeah, that was a former movie.
St. Charles Rock Road?
Yeah, drive-in movie theater, I'm told. And I had a number of people come up to me, and they do. I'm at the Fine Arts Gallery in Chesterfield as well as the Clayton Gallery, and we have openings. And people come up to me when they see some of these in display, and they say, oh, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. And I'm anxious to hear what people have to say. But I have to also see it, and it has to be visually interesting because who wants to look at a dull image?
Right. I mentioned a little bit before that I went to grade school in New Jersey. I'm from here originally, my parents too. But the one Icon series that is my favorite, just because it is embedded in my mind from little kid, coming to St. Louis every summer and every Christmas, driving, of course, from the East Coast, when we were headed out west on Highway 40 to my grandmother's house on McKnight Road, that Amoco sign is embedded in my mind when I'm going to say from early 60s, maybe earlier.
Yes. And you really couldn't take a picture like that from that angle. That's really artistic license that I've taken there.
That looks just like a photograph to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's hyper-realism, there's realism, there's my work's been called elegant realism. I didn't say that. Someone else did. But the pageant is also, you know, very realistic.
Okay. What's your trick? And I hate using that word. I apologize for that word.
Lots of light.
I'm just wondering about your process. Is there some process that I don't understand or don't know that allows you to achieve this end result?
Well, simply put, you can go on my website and you can see some videos of how they're made. I do take transition photos. But what I do is I break down the image that I'm going to do, and I literally make a list of what I'm going to do first, second, third, fourth, up to 50 sometimes, where I'm going to do them. And then it's a matter of doing them a little bit at a time. And there's airbrushing as well as brushwork involved. And so the airbrushing is very much like you would take a clear contact paper and put it on a canvas, and you would, with a knife, you would open up an area. Very, very, very small area, and you would put a tone in it.
So you say you have 12 done now, right?
12, yes.
And you've got 8 more years left in the project?
Yes. I gave myself a 10-year project, and the magic of 10-year for me is that at the end of 10 years, I should be retired from Craftsman. By then, I want to put a book out. I may do a volume one and then a volume two, you know, a book, and I'd like to have a display, an exhibit somewhere if somebody would let me know.
Well, you have a book now, don't you?
Well, that's just a partial book. I'll have another book probably coming out in another year.
So you've got 12 now. You've got 8 more years. What's your goal?
Anywhere from 40 to 50. And some of the places, I'll run down some of the ones that I have.
Yeah.
Union Station, Crown Candy.
These are future ones.
These are future ones. Crown Candy, the Peacock Diner, The Fox, Central West End as an area, Washington Ave as a night area with maybe some water, which would be very easy to do today.
Yeah.
The Ritz-Carlton, Forest Park. I want to do a satellite image of Forest Park.
A satellite image?
Yes, from Google. So I'll take that, and I will make it so that way you can see everything in Forest Park. There's no other way. Otherwise, you're doing individuals of everything. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be very interesting for somebody to come up to it and see it. Bush Stadium, obviously, Powell Hall, the Sheldon, Soulard Market, and the Science Center. And the list, you know, isn't it's not static. It moves. It's what I want to do because it's truly an avocation. I also am going to do Joe Edwards' portrait. I'd like to do Mayor Slay if I can ever get him to return a call. and Bob Costas at Busch Stadium. I'd like to do Bob with a box of Cracker Jacks and a Cardinals hat on.
Have you done a lot of portraits? And I'm assuming they're realistic too.
They are. They're very realistic.
Did you ever paint in any other way?
When I was first trained, I did. I trained very traditionally with charcoal, pencil, pen and ink, watercolor, oil. I've pretty much done all of them except sculpture. I'm not too good on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it matches my personality. I like to see how it looks real. And honestly, you can go up to something and look at it and go, you know, he kind of screwed around with that. That's not
right.
100%.
Well, your stuff does look real. And like you say, it's a subject matter. If you're from here, it tugs at your heart. Let me get some information. I've got one final question I want to ask you. It's called the St. Louis Icon Series, and right now you can see the first 12 pieces at Third Degree Glass Factory, which is on Delmar, 5200 Delmar. If you'd like more information, and we'll have a link to your website, John, at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. But one thing I'm so curious about, it must be fascinating. I know this was on display at the Clayton Fine Arts Gallery for a while, and now it's been at Third Degree. So I'm sure you're there, and I'm sure you see people walk up to your work and talk about it and reminisce. I'm just guessing you hear some fascinating conversations.
Absolutely. It's one of the best things of doing this because people will tell me, that's where I met my wife, at the Tropicana. These are the places I went, like the Courtesy Diner. my buddies and I, we got drunk, and this is where we sobered up. And, you know, it just brings back all of these memories that people have, and it's delightful to be able to provide that for them and to have fun doing the series and to be able to leave something, a little bit of a legacy perhaps.
Are you working on one right now, or do you know what your next one's going to be?
I do, but I don't tell.
Come on.
Invite me back.
We've been talking to artist John Salazzo. It's the St. Louis Icon series. You really need to check it out and go to our website and go by Third Degree Glass Factory, too. John, continued success, and I can't wait to see what's to come.
I'll make sure you know.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a reaction to today's Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. This is St. Louis Public Radio.